everything is about to change. Remember? And this is where it starts. In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip ruler of the region of Eritrea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas. This is where it starts. These are the people, the first century version of Extra or ET or whatever it is. I don't have TV anymore, so it's what I vaguely remember from high school. Those are the people they would have been covering. Who did Herod leave the party with? Was so-and-so spending too much time speaking to someone who wasn't their spouse? These were the important people. These were the stars. These were who people looked to for change and the big news of the day. Meanwhile, off in the far distant part of this region, two boys were born. They were named not by their parents, but they were named John and Jesus. And the world was about to change. There are a lot of different ways to write this sort of story. And in one of them, John and Jesus aren't the people you bet on. They aren't even the underdog or the long shot. They're the people at the horse track who are dreaming up their plans of how they're going to train a horse, and it never actually happens. That's how strange it is that we move on from the list of the emperor and Herod and Philip and all of these people to John, son of Zechariah, who has been given a mission. John well knows that his mission isn't to change the world, to prepare the world for the person who's going to change the world. It's still a pretty big mission. Right up next to impossible in the list of things you can be asked to do. But John knows that that's what he's got to do anyways. So he goes around and people start following him and paying attention to him, and the world starts to change very, very slowly, very imperceptibly. And John is telling people that to be prepared for what is to come. I think John should really be the patron saints of the Boy Scouts, because he's all about being prepared. John goes around telling people that to be prepared, they have to repent and be alert for what's about to happen. So he baptizes them, not with the same baptism we baptize people with and we were baptized with, but he baptizes them as sort of a washing and a preparation ritual of its own. And he keeps talking about this person who's coming. And he keeps telling people to be prepared because everything is about to change. John's baptism wasn't like our baptism, but they're both acts of preparation for what's to come. We're baptized with water and the Holy Spirit to be the first signs of that world we're waiting for and longing for, and that we want people to see coming true around us. We're baptized because God believes something we always struggle with, that we are already prepared. That our job, sort of like John's, is to help other people understand what it is we're prepared for this radical reorganization of the world, where everyone is acknowledged and treated and loved as the beloved child of God, that we know we all already are. So, the world is about to change, and it starts here. In the time after President Obama's re-election, when Bullock was elected governor of Montana, and Frank was our bishop, Catherine Jeffert Shorey is presiding bishop, and the space between the election of Bishop Shelby as the next Archbishop of Canterbury before Rowan Williams' retirement, the world starts to change here, for we are baptized and prepared for it. Amen.